trust God, period, no matter what. Is that possible? It was the end of a powerful conference in Nashville, Tennessee, when I first saw him. Oh, I had seen him and his great bow ties on television announcing NBA games alongside Charles and Shaq. But this time, I saw him in person. As a matter of fact, I was seated right in front of him. He was a raw and rare combination of courage, fame, humility, and faith. His name, Ernie Johnson. His claim to take the stage in front of us, battle scars. He talked of his adopted son from Romania with muscular dystrophy and caring for his every need, even scratching his nose. He described his own very public cancer battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and how he came to Christ. It was powerful, but also simple, and I was riveted by his mantra, trust God, period. I wrote it in large letters on the front of my pink Moleskin journal, trust God, period. How is that possible, to live life trusting God no matter what? How is it possible to live life with its ups and downs, heartaches, and uncertainties? Could I be straight up here? I do. I really do trust God, period. The reason I do is that I know God's heart is good, period. I do not have to understand his ways and the things that he allows to come my way, and there have been many. As I am content with knowing how very good is his heart, always. I was in the first grade when I memorized Psalm 100, and I love it. While it is the last verse from David's heart that makes my point about God's goodness, context is always important. Listen, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Now are you ready? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Yes! One of the greatest threats to our ability to trust God is fear. Of course, the acceptable word we use is worry. Sometimes worry can even seem noble and justified, though it is not. When we worry, it means we have a small trust in God. Think about that for a moment. I look at what God said over and over in Scripture, that he is with me. I should not be afraid. So friend, if your phone rings tomorrow and bad news is on the other end, it is true. God is with you. If you are in a season of sorrow or loss, if you are in the fight of a lifetime, if your wife has just told you she wants a divorce, it is still true. Christian, God is with you. Three promises from God that we can stand on. They're from Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. God says to you, I will be with you. I will fight for you. I will give you the victory. In your written briefing, I've included the link to check out those verses from Scripture. Did you know that Jesus used the book of Deuteronomy, quoted it, more than any other Old Testament book? But, you say, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling this stuff. It doesn't matter how you feel. Faith in God and what he has promised is not based on feelings. It is based on who He is and what He promises. Our faith must always be based on truth. The reason Ernie Johnson trusts God, period, though he has since lost the adopted son about whom he spoke, is what Paul stated. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. That from 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. The reason I trust God, period, is that He is good. He has shown me and proven to me that He is with me. He will fight for me, and because of that, I will be victorious. Yes and amen. And now, here's a song. Might be familiar to many, but the words are so powerful. And then, when you get a chance, go back and look at your written briefing. Go to the bottom, and there's a short YouTube of giving you the link. It's Shaq, Charles Barkley, and Kenny talking about Ernie Johnson, just a little over 6 minutes. But man, it's really impactful. I don't know how else to say it. It's just so good to hear what they say.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I'll try.